Well, I am here at the 2013 Commodity Classic, and I'm standing with Mark Lightman, who is with the Propane Education and Research Council. Mark, tell me a little bit about your role with the council.
Well, our organization is a checkoff, just like many others in agriculture. So we use the resources from the propane industry to invest in research and safety and training programs. And we've got a lot of opportunities here for farmers to learn more about propane and ways that they can use new technology on the farm to take advantage of propane's low cost and environmental attributes and actually lower their cost of operation.
Typically, when we think of propane, we think of heating our homes. So tell us a little bit about some of those alternative uses that you're sharing with attendees here and consumers and producers across the country.
Well, grain drying and building heating continue to be some of the bigger uses, but we're seeing a huge growth in the amount of engines that are being powered by propane. So in the ag sector, irrigation engines, it's a low-hanging fruit for us. It's easy to place the engine, it's easy to place the tank, it's easy for the propane marketer to deliver that. So we're really promoting the use of propane as an engine fuel in that application. Plus, there's opportunities for trucks and lawnmowers, advanced efficiency grain dryers, just lots and lots of ways that propane can be used on the farm. And we have so much propane that's being produced right here in the U.S. now that we really need to encourage farmers to take better advantage of it.
And by encouraging them, you also have this incentive program, I believe, that you guys are rewarding the farmers for utilizing propane?
Yes, that's correct. We have what we call the Farm Incentive Program at our website, agpropane.com. What that is a farmer can actually get an incentive or a rebate-like program from us, but in exchange for our resources, they have to collect a little bit of data. We just ask for some information to be submitted back to us at the end of one growing season, and that tells us a little bit about the technology and ways we might improve it through our research efforts in the future.
Well, what is some of the feedback you've been receiving from attendees here at Commodity Classic?
Oh, all across the board. There's lots of excitement about propane, especially because it's so favorably priced right now relative to diesel. So I think, the high prices of diesel are driving people to our booth to ask questions about propane for stationary engines, for trucks, for tractors, believe it or not. So, yeah, there's just that high price of diesel and the fact that propane is being produced right here in the U.S., from our abundant natural gas resources. People are starting to understand that, get that message, and they realize we got to put this American domestic energy to work right here in the U.S.
Well, what is some ways that you guys are trying to get your message out there to educate about the possibilities of propane?
Well, our website, agpropane.com, is a good place to start. There you can learn about what we're doing in agriculture. You can learn about our incentive program. And it's really too good to pass up. So if you're on the fence considering irrigation, now's the time. Go to our website, apply for the funds. It's really easy. It's really simple, and you won't be disappointed.
Well, thank you for kind of enlightening us on some alternative uses for the propane industry. Once again, talking with Mark Lightman with the Propane Education and Research Council here at the 2013 Commodity Classic. I am Jamie Johansson.